For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A Jefferson County nurse who alarmed public health officials when she came down with a fever days after returning from Liberia has tested negative for the Ebola virus. Dury Buscarin reports she will remain in isolation at Mercy Hospital in Crystal City for further monitoring.
An initial blood test conducted by the Missouri State Public Health Laboratory came back negative, Jefferson County emergency management officials reported Thursday evening. Because the patient did not have direct contact with patients during her time in Liberia, she was considered a low-risk case upon her return to the States, but was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, emergency management director Warren Robinson says.
They were just a model patient, worked wonderfully with our staff here, and provided everything they needed, and that's why we were able to catch this as soon as it started and make that decision to admit.
The department issued a statement saying the patient would remain in isolation at Mercy Hospital Jefferson and be monitored in accordance with CDC guidelines. I'm Dury Buscarin.
A Missouri lawmaker is vowing to block recommended pay increases for elected officials. Representative Mark Parkinson, a Republican from St. Charles, announced yesterday he'll file a resolution against proposed salary increases next session. A panel this week suggested 8% pay raises in the fiscal year 2016 and again in 2017 for the governor and other statewide officials. State lawmakers would also receive a $4,000 raise over 2 years. The City of Columbia is launching a new volunteer program for residents. The Recycling Ambassadors Initiative gives people a chance to teach others about recycling. The City of Columbia Volunteer Program and Public Works have worked together to develop this new plan. The initiative will take volunteers through a two-hour workshop. The goal of this program is to have these volunteers work throughout the community to educate people. Lee Britt is the Neighborhood Services Manager for the City of Columbia and works closely with the city's volunteer program.
We have just a vast volunteer resource in our community. We have a lot of people in our community that are willing to share their time, and so this is a way that we can continue our history of having citizens as volunteers.
Britt says she doesn't expect volunteers to become experts with only 2 hours of training, but the city wants to continue to promote an environmentally friendly culture. Columbia joined the global effort to bring Christmas cheer to millions of children in need. Operation Christmas Child is a project of an international Christian relief fund called Samaritan's Purse, where volunteers pack shoeboxes filled with toys, school supplies, and hygiene items for needy children overseas. Columbia Kids volunteers and families hosted a packing party for the project. Assistant Director of Operation Christmas Child, Rachel Mills, says since the project started in 1993, shoebox gifts have been delivered to more than 113 million struggling children in 100 countries.
Children living overseas may have never had a gift before in their life. Children who are victims of war, natural disaster, famine, and disease.
Mills says the goal for the U.S. this year is to collect over 8.3 million shoeboxes and hopes to reach over 10 million collectively with other countries. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.